Innisfail, future long-awaited residential development on Dodds Lake northeast side, took another important step forward this month with Innisfail Town Council's approval of a multi-unit residential building on a triangular 1.1-acre plot of land at the terminus of 59th Street. The approval gives momentum to the town's urgency to fill housing needs of all types in the community, as presented in the recently approved 2024 Housing Action Plan, an initiative created to guide new housing strategies into the future. The planned new development envisions an adult-orientated three-story, multi-unit building consisting of 11 two-bedroom units and one three-bedroom unit, with all units facing onto Dodds Lake. The subject property is immediately adjacent to a massive approved residential development site on an area of more than 128 acres. Ontario-based developer Evertrust Development Group Canada is moving forward with plans to turn pioneer farmland near the northeast shoreline of Dodds Lake into a modern, resort-style development. Last fall, the town's Municipal Planning Commission conditionally approved a new 10.3-acre residential subdivision, the overall project's first phase that will have 101 residential high-density, R4, lots. Town Council was first presented with the 12-unit project plan from landowner Glenn Carrot at its regular council meeting on February 26. We feel it is a good transition to the north and going with the town's strategic plan of aging in place, and its adult living, which we are really short of, said Carrot at the meeting. Council was told the zoning for the subject property was changed twice since 2015 in anticipation of proposed development. On February 26, Council was asked to make a land use bylaw amendment on the property at 505 259th Street from residential single-family district, R1B, to residential multifamily district, R3. The current land use zoning does not permit the proposed use for the subject, said Gordon Shaw, manager of community development services for the town of Innisfail. The proposed amendment supports the intended land use. The R3 district can accommodate a wide range of multi-unit residential development. Landowners of this property have requested changes to its zoning over the last 8 years. Shaw's report to council said with the land use amendment, the landowner could apply for a development permit to construct a multi-unit seniors-oriented apartment building. First reading of the bylaw amendment was approved unanimously on February 26 and a public hearing date was set for March 25 at Town Council. We've zoned it back and forth a couple of times. In view of what is now happening to the north, it seems like a reasonable transition to me, said Count. Gavin Bates on February 26. During the March 25 public hearing, council heard concerns from street residents Lori Greenwood and John Ardelli about parking and whether 59th Street, which is believed to be at least 50 years old, would be able to handle traffic loads for the construction stage of the project. Stephen Kennedy, operations manager for the town of Innisfail, said the road has had a maintenance boost over the past 15 years. In regards to construction traffic, I think all of our roads are built to accommodate some heavy-use traffic. It's not constant, said Kennedy. It's something we would have to monitor though and track as development happens. Council then considered second and third readings to approve the land use amendment. They were passed unanimously. I think the only concern I heard from the gallery that we should be watching is the parking, said Bates. Down the road as this proceeds, if somebody has a big party, where do they park? Other than that, I'm certainly on board with proceeding. Count. Jason Heisted told council he agreed with Bates and that the merits of Carrot's planned project was a no-brainer for moving forward on the north area of Dodds Lake. Following the council meeting, Carrot told the Alberton he's hoping to have shovels in the ground to start construction sometime this spring. He said the project's next steps are to get development permits and have working project drawings approved by the town. It's going to be a beautiful property for our aging population, to be able to sit and enjoy Dodds Lake, said Carrot. I think it's going to be beautiful for our elderly people to be there and retire.